So I'm going to ask you about epacadostat in a second, but I still want to go back to this BRAF adjuvant situation. And first of all, say that I'm going to say this is unprecedented in the history of oncology. The current situation that you just described, you have two very effective adjuvant therapies, and you theoretically could give either one to the same patient. You tell me that I don't ever recall that happening before, but anyhow, it's very, very provocative. I have no idea how people are going to sort this thing out. It's very kind of fresh, but let me just ask you a question. Can you describe a clinical situation where you have an adjuvant situation of a high risk of relapse? And then tell me, describe it in terms of number of nodes, high risk of relapse, and how you think that risk would change if you gave, for example, adjuvant Nivo. Can you describe a case that would say have a 50% chance of relapse, and then how you think it would be modified by giving Nivo?
Well, take any patient who has a stage 3C resected situation where you have multiple positive lymph nodes with macroscopic disease where you can palpate it, or stage 3D disease, which is in the new staging category, where you might have matted lymph nodes, multiple palpable nodes, extracapsular extension, with a thick primary that was ulcerated. You know those patients with no adjuvant treatment, you can virtually guarantee they're going to relapse.
So you think 90%?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's say someone had, for example, I saw a lady yesterday who had 25 of 27 positive lymph nodes with actually not even that thick a primary. I mean, that's a disastrous situation.
She had BRAF
She
positive?
was BRAF negative. So she's in her 60s, 25 of 27 positive lymph nodes.
Okay, so what's her 5-year risk of relapse?
The risk of relapse in her is virtually 100%.
Okay, and how do you think that'd be modified by giving adjuvant Nivo?
I think that based on the data we know, you're probably going to drop it by a significant margin. It may well be as much as a third or 35%, which was the hazard ratio, which is explained by the hazard ratio of 0.65.
So she would go from roughly almost 100% chance of relapse to 65% chance?
Correct. Which is a significant increment. You're not going to guarantee curing her, but
Absolutely.
that's benefit.
So my question is, if she were BRAF positive, and at the end of that year of Nivo, or even during the Nivo, you gave her the Dab-Trem regimen, do you think it would come down further?
I would say there's a, now nobody knows the answer. So we're doing hand waving. I'm literally waving my hands. I would say that in a patient like that, it is entirely possible if you gave Dab-Trem plus Nivo or Dab-Trem plus Pembro, you could have a further decrement in relapse or an increment in relapse-free survival. And that is a trial that is begging to be done if the current metastatic trial of like Vem, Cobi, Atezo or Dab-Trem, Pembro, there are two trials, shows that giving triple therapy is better than just giving either the immunotherapy or the targeted therapy alone. Then you're going to see a complicated, expensive adjuvant trial where you'll look at triple therapy versus either Dab-Trem or PD-1 antibody alone or PD-L1 antibody alone. That's a big trial.
Just out of curiosity, a highly educated patient comes to you and says, I'll pay for it. Will you give it to me?
You mean, let's say, Dab-Trem plus Nivo or Dab-Trem plus Pembro.
Yes.
If they had a high enough risk and I could get it, I guess I would try it. One might argue I have no data to justify that regimen because it has not been shown to be more advantageous in the metastatic mode than just giving targeted or immunotherapy alone. And you could also argue I'm spending an awful lot of society's money on something that's unproven. I guess my answer is I'd be tempted. I might well do it. I'm not sure exactly. It would depend on the individual scenario.
I think it's a lot different. I mean, you describe a situation where you think there's a 100% chance to relapse. That's really metastatic disease.
Absolutely correct.
I think if you had a situation where you had maybe a 50% chance to relapse and you were bringing it down to 30 or whatever, then it might be a little trickier. You don't know. You could be losing benefit. You never know. There might be some kind of weird interaction. I mean, Anyhow, I just think...
That's, Neil, why I would tailor it to the individual patient. My patient with 25 of 27 positive nodes, you're absolutely right. That's effectively stage 4 disease. You know and I know that she's got disease lurking everywhere. And it's just a matter of time before she relapses if she doesn't get treated. She's going to start treatment tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But would I consider a triple regimen for someone like that? Yeah, I would.